Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Some people visit family with their time off. Others make trips to exotic destinations like Vietnam, Peru, or India. And then there are those people who will choose to go to the moon. SpaceX just announced that it will be sending two private travelers around the moon and back in the year 2018. We don't know who these people are just yet, but we do know a few things about them. One, they'll be added to the history books as the first humans to return to the moon in over 40 years. Two, they clearly love to support science and want to inspire adventure. And number three, they must be loaded. After all, space travel is not cheap. In the past, seven space tourists have paid tens of millions of dollars to visit the International Space Station. This journey, however, is going to be noticeably further away, taking these space tourists almost 400,000 miles away from home, making them the first humans to travel the furthest distance away from Earth, meaning this is going to be expensive. Well, the SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has said that these individuals have already put down a significant deposit on this project. So now the goal is to blast off from Cape Canaveral inside the SpaceX Dragon V2 capsule onboard their Falcon Heavy rocket, neither of which have flown in space just yet. The Apollo missions got our astronauts to the moon, located a quarter of a million miles away, in roughly about 3 days. This trip, however, would go around the moon and then using its gravity would eventually turn the ship around and head back home. So currently it looks like this is going to be about a week-long trip. And that, of course, is assuming that they don't hit any traffic.
For more information, please visit smv.org.